Okay, that was fantastic. I want to share a little bit just now. I sincerely hope that you've taken in what Rajay shared. We spend a lot of time. See, I'm able to do saying, but sometimes I do so automatically that I don't share enough with other people. And that's why we sat down and got this all out. And you know, if you look at the plan stays the same. We've got the concept DVD that we do at Piri, shows you how the circles work, shows you if you can build three people and get them three deep, you can have an organization, maybe a study, each doing 100 PV is 3,000 PV, you'll earn about 3,500 rand a month. On the DVD, it says 2,500, that is wrong. You understand? That's exciting. So it's all there for you to do, to have a look at. And you know, the most tragic thing out, when I sit at the back there and I hear this, there's got to be someone, maybe some of our bigger pins back there, some of you have been in longer or whatever, you don't keep this business simple. You start complicating it. Then you start looking for reasons why it's not working. I want to encourage you, keep it simple. There are a lot of things about the plan I don't know. I keep it simple. If something goes over my... If something introduces saying that looks complicated to me, I switch off. And I've done that all these years. And don't let anyone complicate you. Just keep it simple, do what was said, and you will achieve. So I want to let Alta share our story with you, and then I'll share a couple of thoughts with you.
Evening, everybody. Well, this has been an incredible day. Let's all just stand up for a minute and stretch. I mean, we've been sitting a lot today. Yeah. Beautiful rain we've just had, so we're grateful for that. I'm sure the people from Bloemfontein must be very grateful for that, because they've had a lot of drought in this area. Okay, you can all sit down. You know, we started this opportunity 41 years ago, and it feels like yesterday. It's absolutely amazing. I'm absolutely amazed when I think of it sometimes, what has happened to us over this last 41 years. When we got started, I was just a simple housewife, still am today. So this opportunity has actually kept me free from an 8-to-5 job. You know, I take my hat off to the moms that works outside the homes. You know, I was fortunate that I could bring up my own children, and thanks to this opportunity, I could do that. So when we got started, you know, not really knowing what to do, what was next, what was going to happen in our lives. This business has actually opened a whole new world for us. You know, I was, as I said, a simple housewife, and Charlie was an implement salesman. My children, you know, Denise was only a year old when we got started, and now she's 41 years later. So she's been a GNLD baby. So is all my children, for that matter. Christopher was born while we were in the business. So I know what it's like to work with a business with a small child with me. You know, the things that we have achieved through this business, besides all the financial, is incredible. And for me, just to stand up here and talk to you is a miracle. I was very much like Laverne, still am in a way today. I'd rather go and do something else than have to talk to people. You know, so we all develop over the years, and that's what happened to me. It took me actually 8 months in the business to go before I even wanted to show the products to anybody. So if I can do it, any of you can do it as well. You know, this business just develops you. It stretches you. It takes you from a nobody to a somebody, you know. I mean, if you can, with our little salary, as I said, I wasn't working, but with his income, we would have never been able to travel the world. You know, I've lost count of how many times we've been overseas. I've lost, you know, if I can just think of Christopher, when he was, as I said, he was born while we were in the business. He must have been in Disney World, I think, 20 times through this opportunity. I often used to joke, I said, you could become a tour guide in Disney World. That's how often we've been there. You know, once a year, we ask the kids, now, where do you want to go this year? Disney World, Mom. Now, I don't know if any of you have been there. It's actually a vacation kingdom. So this opportunity has given us that. Just that time with our children, I cannot put a price on that. I just cannot put a price on that. And then traveling with a company. You know, the company, wherever they take you, it's always the best. You know, they put us up in these 5-star hotels. And we've always endeavored to go there not having to pay for anything. You know, there's, you can go and pay towards your travel, but you can also go and go free just by having good personal results, okay? So that's been an incredible journey for us. And then the financial. You know, we got started. Charlie had a job. I had nothing. We had nothing. We had our vehicle. Our house was rented. We rented a house. We had a car payment. And today, after 41 years, we've got game farms. We've got a citrus farm. We've got vehicles. You know, I mean, if Charlie's vehicle costs almost R1 million. But anyway, he only uses it for the business. Only uses it for the business. That's the excuse why he got it. But anyway, which is true. You know, he spends a lot of time on the road, so he needs a good vehicle. He gets in that Merc, and he's not tired when he gets to the other side, you know, because of that vehicle. And then, of course, with his tea next to him. Don't forget the GNLD tea, because that keeps you awake. All of you should have had some tea with you today, and you will all be wide awake still. Not that you're sleeping, but anyway. Oh, some of them have got it, so that's good. Anyway, this business has given us so, so much. As I said, just on the financial side. But then, look on the other side. You know, there's nothing that gives me more pleasure and it really motivates me more is when I see somebody come into the business and what they become. To me, that is the thank you to us for showing them the business. You know, so often people come to us and say, thank you for showing us this opportunity. You know, Charlie's the one going out doing that. I'm the one at home cleaning up. But anyway, not the house, the business. But anyway, and then when you see these people, they come up and they achieve so much. And when they say thank you to us, and I always say to you, your results is our thanks. You know, if I see you taking your next step, that is our thanks. So we want you all to take your next step, to grow, because we know you can. You know, we've got people here that can be incredible. You know, if I look at some of our top leaders that seem to have got stuck on a certain level and not moving on, it's so important for your team to see you having the results. If you're not having the results that you should be having, then your team sometimes wonders, does this business really working? You know, my upline is not even moving on the business. So it's important for you to move in your business. And as Roger said, it all starts with your personal results. You know, if you are not out there leading by example, do not expect your people to follow. I can never say that more often enough. If you are not leading by example, are not having the personal results, do not expect your people to follow. I'm very sincere when I say that. Because it's so sad when I see people only having 100 personal points a month. Especially some of our top leaders doing just that 100 points a month. It is not going to grow your business. You've got to get past that. Your personal results will motivate your team because it'll come across. You cannot be strong with your people or stand up here and talk with sincerity because you are not leading by your own example. Very, very important. Now I'm going over to Charlie. You know, it's because if it wasn't for him, I certainly would not be here. We're a very good team. We work well together. We irritate each other often, like Laverne said. We do bump a lot of heads. I mean, some of you who know Charlie, you know what Charlie's like. Now, I live with him, you know, so I sometimes feel sorry for you as distributors when I see he's so hard on you, but I know he wants you to grow, so thanks.
Yeah, it's tough sometimes. I think that's the biggest challenge I personally have, is when you get someone started or you see them start in a business, and for some other reason, they don't move. When you know they've got the potential, you know they can do it. You know, and I'm going to share a couple of things with you today. And But before I go further, William, where are you? Tukani. He ran the comrades once. Brand new pair of tackies and blistered his feet. William, I want to ask you a question. You used to battle to do 100 PV a month personally, am I right?
You're right.
Okay. And Alta checks up and she says, you know, William is struggling to do his 100 PV. And when I was last in Lady Brand, which is August, I think, yeah. Whatever, when I came out near the end of August, I spoke to William. And I said, well, William, you need to jack up your personal PV. And now tell him what your results were last month and how good it is to do more than 100.
No, it was so great because I've seen the products were working as well. I've got a lot of results from other people as well. So that motivated me so much. I set up my goal that I'll never be under 500 points a month, my personal. Because my biggest goal is to go to 1,000 personal PV. So I'm happy.
What was your total group PV last year?
That's about 11,300
or
something. Yeah, it's about 13,000 something.
Good. Okay, good man. So, the reason I share that with you, in August he was battling to do 100 PV in about 8 or 9,000 in his group. Suddenly he's got his personal, just what Alto was saying here, he's got his personal up, his team get more excited. Because he's more excited, he's seen money flowing around, you understand? And now his total group's growing. That's exciting. So it is very, very important. I want to talk about, Roger spoke about a lot of things, about attitude and all, but I want to talk about a couple of things quite strongly. Your attitude is really, Graham Caldwell, who's not with us anymore, he passed on many years ago, but he used to say, attitude is like housework. And the ladies all know about housework. You've got to do it, take care of it daily. If you did not take care of your house daily and you left it for a week, it would be a mess, am I right? And a lot of you do not work on your attitudes daily. That's why your attitudes are a mess. You understand? You might say, yeah, I'm positive. You're positive if everything's going your way. But if things turn against you, you're no longer positive. Okay? So we've got to feed it all the time, okay? And believe in yourself, your self-talk, how you talk about to yourself. What's your attitude toward your downline or your upline, right? And if your upline's slow and they're not growing, don't let it affect your attitude. Nettie's late husband, Emmanuel, said one thing one day in Bloom, I'll never forget it. He said, if your upline's slow, put on your indicator and go past. So that's my message to any of you. If your upline not moving, if they're stuck in one place, hey, man, don't worry about it. You worry about you, right? Alta and I, our upline quit after 3 months. You understand? So we just moved it, right? And because we had no choice. Care for your downlines. And also, you know, you care up to a point. You look after them. You give them knowledge. You give them news. You tell them what's happening. And sometime they might not be ready, as Roger said now, to move right away. But the biggest thing is, as long as they're using the products, as long as they're in that line, it's exciting, right? So the next thing you need to have a good attitude about GNLD. You see, folks, like Adelina was saying on stage early on about her belief in the business, I know that I know there's nothing better. I defy anyone to show me a business where you can build relationships with people, you can help other people, at the same time, help yourself. It's incredible, right? And we know people in this business who are not even active anymore, who have retired, who still generate income each and every month for the effort they put in many years ago. Now, I don't know of anything else that can do that, right? And it's inflation-proof. Product prices go up with inflation, your income's going to go up. Isn't that exciting? So I think a lot of times we don't really understand that. Yeah, what's your attitude about the Eagle Team? I know some of you aren't really involved with the Eagle Team or maybe really even part of it. You understand? The Eagle Team is not a money-making thing. You understand? I think once you get started, members of the Eagle Team, your renewal is like 60 or 70 bucks a year. You get news every month. You can go on the internet and download anything free on the Eagle Team. It's incredible, right? We don't want to make money out of that thing. That's why the DVDs and CDs cost you 10 rand each. And I hope we can get to the stage where you can duplicate your own and give them out. Somebody said, do you mind if we duplicate it? Any DVD or CD that you've got of ours, duplicate it and get it out to the people. That's my attitude about it, right? We don't want to make money out of those things. We want those things to generate your business, because your only money, as you heard from Rajay, should be made out of movement of PV, of products movement to the end consumer. Am I right? And that's how we see business. That's why you're not loading it, right? How do you maintain a positive attitude? Think about that. Hey, we're not all bulletproof. We all have things happen to us. I have things happen. But you know, I've learned over the years to look for the good in everything. If I have a kudu run in the side of one of my vehicles, I'll check it out, have a look, and I'll praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know it's possibly stopped me from hitting a train or something worse happening down the road, and boom, I get on and I move on. You understand? I don't. Some people have a flat wheel, and all I can talk about is a flat wheel ad for 2 weeks. Right? You only work on your attitude that small things don't affect you. Look for the good in everything. And you know, if you get accustomed to looking for the good, nothing's going to affect you. So that's important, right? Rajay spoke about your dreams and your goals and your deadlines. I want to encourage you, if you set a goal to achieve a certain level or saying, go flat out for it. You know, not one of you, you heard it today, Rajay said, are in this room by accident, or somebody said it today, you understand? But you know, I want to tell you something. God will not put you in a business or in something if he doesn't believe that you can achieve it, if he doesn't give you what you need to have to achieve it. And by not achieving it, by not using your abilities that he gives you, you're almost insulting the Lord. You understand? I want to tell you something. You need to get, majority of people in this room have never used your potential. You know that? Miles Monroe says it so well. He said it in Bloemfontein once at one of our functions. He said, the wealthiest spot on this planet, it's not the gold fields or diamond mines or oil fields. The wealthiest spot on this planet, you possibly all drove past today, and that is the cemetery. In the cemetery are books that were never written, businesses that were never started, potential that was never used, opportunities that were never taken are all lying in the cemetery. I sincerely hope you plan to go to the cemetery empty, to use your potential, right? Because people need us. Rajay said, yeah. Rajay said it this afternoon, our goal is to see 100 diamonds. It's not the 100 diamonds. Do you know the 100 diamonds, we're going to be affecting 5 to 10 million people. Isn't that exciting? That's the diamonds are just a link to what our ultimate goal is. And we're going to change this world. We're excited about it. We're excited about Africa. Check out your self-talk. What do you say to yourself when you talk with yourself? Is it positive? And folks, I want to give you some bit of advice. If you can't say something positive, shut up. I've got a good motto. If you can't be positive, we thank you for being quiet. Am I right? So you need to watch your self-talk. You know, a lot of people don't understand the self-talk thing. Do you know, Satan does not know what's in your mind. Do you know that? God knows, not Satan. But the moment you speak it, he knows it. So be careful what you say. So many people say things to people or to children that are not good. And once they say it, they say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Man, if it came out of your mouth, you sure meant it. If it came out of your heart, right? So think before you speak. Rather just shut up, okay? You know, the tragedy in life, and it's in this room as well, a lot of you, I'm going to let someone outside there or someone inside you affect your attitude. Snobs are the things that keep most people back in this business. Now that means people, it says, they're susceptible to the negative influence of other people. Are you susceptible to the negative influence of other people? Someone can't influence you positively, turn around and walk away, right? And it's like tomorrow. You know, I know some of you might not be here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock and be here for the rest of the day. We have got, Louis going to do a practical session tomorrow morning on how to live healthier, with actually fruits and vegetables, and show you how you can go and educate your people back there and your prospective cousin. That's going to be tomorrow morning. Kendra is going to share a very incredible session with you tomorrow morning, right? We've got something else up her sleeve here that you don't know about yet, and I don't think that people in the back even know about it. And the person who's going to share it, I don't think even knows right now, but we're going to slot that in again, right? So you're going to leave here tomorrow seeing things and hearing things that are going to just put the cherry on the cake. You see, this tomorrow is going to be like you're going up a stairway and you're going to get to the top. Now, those who miss out on tomorrow are going to miss those last four steps that could have taken you to where you want to be. And I just thank God, Alt and I were the kind of people, we came early, we stayed late. And that's, I was too scared to miss anything. I didn't want to miss anything that was said. You know, who would like to now own your life? In other words, in a way that you can, you don't have to worry about finances, you can plan your own time, you can do what you want to do, you can, who'd like to do that one day? Eh? Now I want to tell you something. It takes guts. It takes intestinal fortitude to go out there and discipline yourself to do what you have to do to grow. It takes guts out there to go and meet someone out there and shake a hand and make a new friend and share and look at their needs. Roger spoke about it. That's what I do all the time. I talk to people. I share with people. Some listen, some don't, some start, some won't. I've got no problem with that. I'm moving on. I want to share with those who want to share. I'll give you an example. We've got a couple. They're actually in my granddaughter's business. Now, they've been buying products for her. Now, I met them at the Bloemfontein Horse Show in April, late April. And I started talking to these people. And I saw, hey, the husband that had cancer and they'd had this problem and that. I said, why did you guys become wholesale customers and buy your products wholesale? Now, they'd only been buying a couple of products up to then. Last month, Alta was telling me their order was over 600 PV. They're not building the business. Now, maybe they're sharing a product with some friends. I don't even know. I call them now and then, but I give them DVDs. I give them information about the products and literature. And that's how we feed people. A lot of us are too stingy to go and give out to people. Hey, I give bunches away. And it's exciting because, you know, you give somebody something like us. I want to tell you, there's a booklet at the back. Let somebody bring it up under my diary altar. You know the Don Lawson booklet that we printed? I don't know if you've ever seen it, but that booklet I use daily, right? I give it to people. It's 15 bucks, or I wouldn't even know what it costs, but whatever. I give it to people. You know what? People read in there, and they see what Don Lawson said. Thanks, Warren. And see what Don Lawson says, and suddenly they start ordering products that I hadn't even suggested. They read up for themselves and found out what they needed. You understand? It was that booklet where all the sessions that Don Lawson had ever done on nutrition, I had the ladies in the office put it down, transcripted off the recordings, and it's got a content in it. So if you want to find out about phytodefense, you just look in there and you can read all about phytodefense. And it's not what you say, then I say to somebody, just look what is said here about it, or look at that. So I'm using another form to convince them. I'm not trying to convince them, okay? So, folks, here's the next book. I don't know if any of you saw this book downstairs. A lot of you might have been blind to it. It's the most incredible little book you will ever read. And don't read it once. Read it over and over. It's how to cope with 10 of life's toughest problems, right? I don't even know what it costs. Maybe 15 or 20 bucks, something like that. But you won't be able to get it anymore now, but you know, if you ordered from Jeddah, you could get it, all right? You might have to pay postage now because you didn't buy it down here, but you understand? But get those things and use them. They're tools that will help you in your business. So really, you know, decide if you want to own your life. Decide if you want to run for a goal. Decide if you set a deadline, and doesn't matter what happens, that's what you want to achieve, because sometimes you can be so close to achieving and a lot of us stop. You know, the person who wins the race is the person that keeps running right to the end. You know, somebody might be faster than you, but they might trip. They might fall. You could have won. You understand? Never, ever give up. Run right to the end. Do the best you can, flat out, and talk it all the time. Get excited about where you're going. You know, faith without works is dead, right? We talked about belief, but you need to have faith. And a lot of people say, I have faith. But if you don't use your faith, if you don't put it to test, it's no good, right? And you've got to get out there and believe you can do it. You know, I was reading something this morning, and it's, those who want to go and look it up, it's, where are we? Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8. It says something very simple there. Ask. Knock. Seek. And you know what it closes off by saving? It says, and you will find, and it will happen. It doesn't say maybe, but you know what? How do we ask? Do you ask with a negative attitude? Do you ask with unbelief? You understand? Check how you ask. If you ask it positive and you believe, it's going to happen. Next says, knock. Eh? It doesn't say the door may be opened. It will be opened. Seek, and you shall find. Not maybe. Now, how do we do that? Work in attitude. Work in our body. Get ourselves in shape. Some of you men here look like pregnant fairies. You understand? You look like you're in a burst. You understand? I don't know about the ladies. I can't comment there, right? But you need to look after yourself. This, I want to tell you, saying, is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you need to take care of it. You understand that? I want to tell you, I am strict with my body. You understand it? Because God's given me this one. He ain't given me a spare one. You understand? This is the only one I'm going to ever have. And I read a thing on a chiropractor's desk many years ago. It said, if I knew I was going to live this long, I would have taken better care of myself. Alton and I used to drink coffee after all the meetings. We quit that. We quit being druggies. You understand? And I tell you what, our health is far better, right? Some people say, oh, just a cup of coffee, it's a drug. You understand? Drink it, you know, eat tea and you'll be healthier. That's exciting. You know, look after your body. Check what you put into it. You know, folks, I said to somebody, have you ever heard of GMO? They said, no, what's GMO? I said, you better find out before you have a problem. Alton and I were listening to an article traveling up here on a radio, and a veterinarian was talking. They even having dogs and cats suffer from autoimmune diseases like muscular dystrophy and all. Why? Because of genetically modified organisms. Isn't that exciting? And they say the reason that you've noticed in born dogs and cats, their lifespan is shorter than a human. You see, a rat or a mouse is about 2 years. Within a year, you could notice a difference. A human will be 10, 20 years. You understand? And I met somebody the other day, they said to me, oh, but carotenoids are real expensive. I said, carotenoids are expensive. Try the price of chemotherapy, and then you talk to me. You understand? Or the price of going to a doctor, then talk to me. You understand? Don't give me that rubbish. You know? I want to ask you today, commit yourself. Commit yourself to your loved ones, your family. Forget about yourself. Go out there and hand out to other people. Go and uplift other people. Go and make a difference in this world. Go out and touch lives. Alton and I started off as one. You know, in 1987 or 86, somewhere around there, we went to a company convention at Sun City. There were thousands of people. It was Alta and I and one distributor. That's after we left GNLD when I was working for them to become a distributor again. So if we can start from there, why not you? Why shouldn't your group be as big as this or bigger, right? And we haven't even started in South Africa or Southern Africa. We are only warming up, right? It's going to double and quadruple and whatever. And some of you are going to have a pity party. You're going to see people going past. You say, oh, if only other than, hey, if only then excuses will get you nowhere. They'll keep you broke and they'll keep you in whatever step you are right now. If you're a 1 ruby, 2 ruby, 4 ruby, whatever you are right now, that's not going to, you're going to move unless you have the guts to take action. The guts to go and meet a friend. The guts to go and take a difference to people. The guts to knock on a door and share a product with somebody. I enjoy it. I enjoy making a difference. I love sharing with people. You need to just go out and forget about yourself. Make a difference in someone else's life, folks. You can all do it. Thank you very much and God bless.